In 2018, Wisconsin had more than 3,000 estimated cases of Lyme disease. The average number of reported cases has more than doubled over the past 10 years.
Lyme disease is extremely prevalent here, unfortunately, just due to the large amount of ticks in the area.
Tiffany Miller is a nurse practitioner with Aspirus Rylander Clinic. She says there are things you can do to prevent tick bites, like wearing long sleeves and pants when outside, wearing light colors so you can spot the bug on you sooner, and using insect repellent. If you spend a lot of time in the woods, Miller recommends getting a tool called a tick twister to safely remove a tick that's bitten you.
They work pretty nicely to get those ticks removed. Ideally, you do want to get the whole tick out. In some cases, people can get the tick off, and sometimes the head, unfortunately, just for whatever reason, is still embedded. We generally tell patients not to become super alarmed if that does occur.
Miller says if the tick is removed within 48 hours, even with the head embedded, it's less likely you'll contract Lyme disease. If you have a tick on you for more than 2 days, she does recommend going to a clinic for treatment. But oftentimes, Miller says people don't even know they had a tick bite them until they start showing symptoms of Lyme disease.
They get this, in some cases, bullseye rash. In some cases, no bullseye rash. They have body aches, fatigue, headache, joint pain, and they're wondering what's going on. They come in, we test them, they test positive for Lyme disease, and they're surprised because they never noticed that they had a tick on them.
Of course, those symptoms have overlap with a lot of other illnesses like flu and COVID-19. It can make diagnosing it much harder, but Miller says health providers are also paying more attention as we head into summer.
So we can't just simply label everything the flu or COVID. So it takes a little bit more diagnostic skill, and people need to be aware too. You have to think about that, especially given where we live. So I would say anytime you develop those symptoms, it's probably a good idea to get it checked out. The sooner, the better.
If left untreated, Lyme disease can lead to joint, heart, and nervous system issues with long-term effects. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.